Sometimes it's amazing to me to really think about the number of barriers that stand in the way of getting technology integrated into the classroom. In this particular clip, we tackle a few, particularly the lack of time and training for teachers in new digital tools, and our inability to document the impact of the instructional practices that we're choosing to use in our classroom. Here's what I think all of us have the responsibility to do. I think all of us as professional educators have a responsibility to document the impact of the instructional practices that we choose to use in our class. How do I do that on my own? If you click on, in the Digitally Speaking Wiki, if you click on the Reading and Resources button, every time I do something, I do some form of little mini action research on it. I put numbers behind it because numbers is what convinces people. You all feel good about what these kids know and what they can do, but numbers is what convinces the decision makers. So I put numbers behind everything I do. I can tell you the percentage of students who've made a post. In my high needs school, 92% of my students got involved in our discussion board. I mean, these are kids who didn't have access to a computer, but they found a way. 92% of them were online. We've had 237 pages created on this year's wiki. We've had 1,500 revisions on this year's wiki. When was the last time you got your kids to make 1,500 revisions to anything? Right? I mean, middle schoolers don't revise, you know? 1,500 revisions, you know? So I think if we all, as educators, start to put numbers behind the practices that we use, then that will make us more convincing. And I try as hard as I can, but, you know, I'm just a teacher. Isn't that a killer? You know? Isn't that a killer? I've chosen to stay in the classroom because I love it. But I think I'd have more influence if I left the classroom. You know? Which is unfortunate, too. Sir?
I think next generation's government will be a lot more successful because they've been growing up with technology.
Explain what you're thinking.
Because these people are like John McCain.
Right.
He's like.
You know, be careful! You're getting into politics now.
I know. I'm just saying. She was talking about government. I'm saying, he didn't grow up with an iPod and stuff. And, but then these people like me and everyone.
Right.
We would know what technology is.
So when you get older, you would think it completely unacceptable if your child, like when you have children. It's hard to think about it. But when you grow up and you're a mom and you're a dad, would you be okay with there not being technology in your child's classroom?
No. I would want technology in the classroom because that's what they're going to be using, even more technology in their jobs than we are in our jobs when we and grow up.
So. This goes back to motivation. They're not going to be motivated if it's not interesting.
So all we have to do then is wait for all of the old people who didn't grow up to technology to get out of the way. Is that right? Yeah, you can't say that, though, because you've been in trouble once today. You've already said a few offensive things. So, yeah, I think that you're onto something, Stephen, and you're pretty bright to pick up on it. I think one of the barriers to seeing more technology in the classroom is that teachers and, like, businessmen and, well, businessmen is an exception, but teachers and decision makers and principals, they don't find technology to be as important as you do.
Right.
But that's because they didn't grow up with it.
Right. They're not using it all the time like we are.
You want to know my favorite quote from recently? I saw a PowerPoint presentation the other day, and it said this. It said, "The internet has only been around for 13 years. Okay, ready for this? How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. How old are you?
13.
How old are you?
13.
How old are you?
12.
The internet has only been around for 13 years. That's the entire lifespan of the majority of the children that we teach, right? In middle school. So, man.
One of the things that I noticed, I have a background as a software trainer, even though I'm trained to be a teacher, and one of the things I noticed is that there isn't much put into teacher education of using technology, and so therefore there's not as much value seen by teachers because they don't know how to use it themselves. And then when teachers get trained, it's how to get the kids to do it instead of how they can use it as a
tool. Absolutely.
And it seems to me if I know how to I can use it to be more efficient, I'm going to find more value in it, and therefore it'll naturally be a part of my teaching.
I bet you there's heads nodding all over this room, right? We don't bother to invest in teacher professional development at all. And when we do invest in teacher professional development, that professional development is rushed. That professional development is after the school day is over. That professional development is when we're exhausted. Yeah. That professional development isn't ongoing. You got it. You hit the nail on the head. Everything that I've learned about technology, I've learned on my own. Nothing that I've learned about technology did I learn through school.
And people don't know how long it takes. Like when I used to train on, you know, Microsoft Office products, you're talking 3 7-hour days to get through one product.
And what's even better is that's just to learn the product. And then for a teacher to figure out how to use it in your classroom is another year. You know? I mean, it takes a long time.
To really know it, not to be able to understand how a software thinks and to understand all the tools.
And it might be different for you guys.
Yeah.
You might be able to learn it in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but you've got to understand we didn't grow up like you did, you know?
It's like if you grow up with it, you're more understanding to how to work it and everything because you're used to things like it.
So do you have some patience for your teachers now? You understand why they don't get it?
Teachers, just one day they had a computer and were told to use it, and that was it.
We didn't even remote control. I'm not that old. And we didn't even remote controls when I was born. I was the remote control. Bill, put it on channel 4. Bill, put it on channel 7. You know, that was the only remote control we had in my house. You guys, that's like ridiculous, you know?